As the spring sunshine dawns over the farmhouse courtyard, the sounds of can be heard. Whatever is going on? Oh dear, Chippy Porker's laid low. It appears not even all the drench in the world can save our Chippy from the malady he now finds himself in. Tucked up in his cozy bed with plump feather pillows from the chickens he's plucked, Chippy was visited by Squealer.
It's not fair, Squealer. I'm up to date with all the drenching. How on earth could I have caught the sickness again?
Sniffled Chippy.
I've the campaign to win, Squealer.
Squealer looked sheepishly from the doorway, paid not to get too close, just in case.
I don't know what to tell you, mate, except back up, buddy, because the sun'll come out tomorrow.
And he turned on his trotter and departed to find lunch and try to avoid the sheep who were having problems of their own unfolding. Elections are a busy time for the sheep as they follow the pigs around, making sure their bleating is on message. Correct messaging means more feed. But as the new week starts, an unexpected arrival of the truck to the meatworks has the sheep scarpering. A culling is taking place and the fleece is flying faster than a fatty mutton chop burning on a barbecue. It appears that all the extra feed from the pigs during the Great Sickness was a ploy to fatten up the oblivious ovine, and with the day of reckoning here, a number of rotund rams are loaded onto the truck in shock at their sudden departure and ultimate demise. And as the truck pulls out of the Aotearoa farm gate, Squealer breezes past, bacon and egg pie on his trotter singing,
"When I'm stuck with a day that's gay and lonely, I just stick out my snout and I grin and I say, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you better be gone by tomorrow, come what may."
It's not only the sheep that are feeling the gloom. Davy Piglet is also packing a bit of a sad, as my old mum would say. It appears that Winky Lux has been cheating on him. Well, that's how the dejected Davy sees it. Winky's decision to meet with Winnie Ben and welcome him around the farmhouse table after the election, if successful, has gone down like the proverbial cup of cold sick, and our petulant piglet is now feeling rather puce.
"What does that old megalomaniacal mule have that I don't?"
cries Davy.
"I'm young, vigorous, full of quips and great ideas. I'm not a patch on that demented old donkey."
It appears the jealous belligerence by the peevish piglet has left many of the animals on the farm jaded, as our piglet's star started to wane. One cannot be too sure. Even all of Winky's reassurance doesn't appear to quell Davy's frustrations towards the old donkey. So in a fit of, if you can't beat them, copy them, Davy announced that he would consider discussion on the farm lockdown and drenching campaign during the Great Sickness. That will stick it to the old donkey, who has won favour of many of the chickens. Little does our Davy know that he is a dollar short and many, many days too late. Winnie Ben, meanwhile, has been spotted in and around the barn, visiting pens and sheds, gleaming smile, even after a run-in with a well-shorn ewe and a young ram. Winnie just swished his tail as if flicking away an errant fly. So as the sheep look skittish and the pigs perturbed at Winnie's likely return, he just kept smiling and swishing, looking forward to hopefully very soon be back in the farmhouse, as if only to stop Squealer singing that bloody song.
"Because the sun'll come out tomorrow."
Make sure you tune in next week for more adventures from Aotearoa Farm, exclusively here in Counterculture with Reality Check Radio.